I remember the story that was told years ago, and the names of the people may come to me in a moment, but the story was told years ago of, I believe the man's last name was Griffin. Maybe it was Griffin Thomas. And if it's wrong, I apologize. But anyhow, he was a man back that lived in the days of the Depression. And he had had a home and had a job and was starting out with a brand new family. He was a young man. And basically, he lost everything through the Depression. And it was years after the Depression, when the economy began to pick back up, that he decided to uproot his family and move to where a big, long bridge spanned over the Mississippi. And there was a train that would go over top of that bridge, and he was going to be in control of that massive bridge that would lower down and let the train pass through. And so for years he worked that job until his son got a little older, and he decided to take his son with him. And so he would take his son, and they would take their lunch break, and they would sit there and talk about everything they were going to do as father and son. All their hopes and all their dreams and everything that they anticipated to do together. They thought about owning a business together. They thought about buying more land and property. And that dad and his young son, he loved his son. They would sit and just talk for hours over this on their lunch break. And every time they would go back up in time for the next train to come through, as that Mississippi Express would come down, they would lower the bridge and lift up the bridge, and it happened all day long. Well, one day they're out there for lunch, and the dad got carried away sharing the stories and all this and that. And all of a sudden, he heard in the distance, he heard the train coming down the track. In a panic, he tells his son, he says, "You need to stay here, son. Daddy's got to run up the catwalk. I'm going to run across into there, and I've got to lower the bridge, but I want you to stay here. There's not enough time for both of us to get up the landing, so you stay here." So his son stays there, and he sprints down the runway. And he runs up that catwalk, and he's going across to get into his cab to grab the lever that controls the big, mighty bridge. And he looks both ways like he was trained to do. He looks over here, he looks over there, and he's supposed to look down here, and he looks down there. And when he looks down on his right side, he sees his son caught in the gear shift that lowers the bridge. Now you can imagine that dad's panic as he is looking down and he sees his son caught there in that gear shift. And he can hear the train coming quicker and quicker and faster with hundreds of passengers that's on the plane, and on the train. And he begins to wonder, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? And he thinks about his mother, and he hears his son crying, "Daddy! Daddy, help me!" And he looks down, and his son is bleeding profusely from his side where he's caught within the gear shift. And that man was just puzzled. He had no idea what he was going to do. He knew that if he did not lower the bridge, hundreds of people would die. They would crash and they would lose their lives. If he lowers the bridge, he's giving up the life of his only son. And in a panic, in the heat of the moment, as the train's getting closer, he hears the screams of his son louder and louder. He grabs the lever, he thrusts it forward and lowers the bridge and silences his son's voice. And as the story says, he said he watched that train go by, and tears are coming down his face. And he's crying, and he's looking at the people in the train. And the conductor's standing there, and he's looking at his watch. He looks again through the window, and he sees a businessman with a newspaper open, and he's looking at the latest articles of the day. He sees some other people engaged in some laughter and some common talk, and he begins beating on the window. He says, "Don't you understand what I've done? Don't you understand what I have given to you? I've given you the life of my only son." Can I tell you today, friend, in a very similar way, I believe that God in heaven looks down upon us. And sometimes God probably feels like beating the window of heaven and saying, "Don't you realize what I have done? I sent my son, my only son, to die for you on an old rugged cross that you can have everlasting life." but we live our days and we ignore Him. We live our days not spent thinking about the great sacrifice of His Son. Oh, how fantastic this faith is, that God would love me so much that He sent His Son to die for me, but not only me, but for all of the world. Can you say amen?